Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Nicole batters Florida.
It was crazy. Just water pouring in.
Finalizing the count.
Mail ballots are a very time-intensive process.
Thanksgiving inflation.
Turkey prices are flying high.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Crashing ashore before dawn along Florida's east coast, Hurricane Nicole. CBS's Elise Preston reports it was a Category 1 when it hit just south of Vero Beach and quickly weakened to a tropical storm.
Packing 75 mile per hour winds. Dangerous storm surge. And flash flooding.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Florida's eroding coastline took yet another battering, with some homes falling into the ocean as the storm's outer bands produced choppy surf.
There's definitely more surge than we normally see.
We met Teddy Miller outside his home in Martin County.
2 hours yesterday.
Where voluntary evacuations were underway Wednesday.
Unfortunately, being that we just went through this like 4 weeks ago, we're kind of somewhat prepared.
Florida is still recovering, just weeks removed from Hurricane Ian's landfall.
WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the storm will be a factor along the eastern seaboard for the rest of the week.
Tropical downpours and strong gusty winds will remain intact at least on up through New York City into Saturday morning hours.
2 days after Election Day, control of the U.S. Senate hinges on three races that are still to be determined, and the House is leaning Republican, with 25 contests still too close to project. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
President Biden praised his party's performance in the midterm elections and said he wouldn't change a thing in his approach to governing, despite Republicans picking up seats.
I'm prepared to work with my Republican colleagues. The American people have made clear, I think, that they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with me as well.
The GOP still needs to win two of the three razor-thin Senate races in Arizona, Nevada, or Georgia to take control of the Senate.
Hang in there a little bit longer.
Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker is returning to the campaign trail today with a bus tour and rally ahead of a post-Thanksgiving runoff against Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Even with control of the House still undecided, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy officially launched his bid for Speaker, telling colleagues they'll have what they need to go toe-to-toe with the executive branch.
Our work begins now. Let's get America back on track.
The president and McCarthy spoke by phone late Wednesday. Mr. Biden says he doesn't believe Americans want the GOP to launch investigations into the business dealings of his son, Hunter Biden.
I think the American people will look at all of that for what it is. It's just almost comedy.
Now to Ukraine, where the Russian military is reported to have begun a troop pullout from the southern city of Kherson. CBS's Chris Livesay reports it's seen as a big setback for Vladimir Putin.
Backed by billions in U.S. and international aid, Ukraine is now moving in, but with extreme caution. It could, after all, be a trap, as Ukrainian President Zelensky suggests. The enemy, he says, does not hand out gifts. But the enemy has suffered astonishing losses, thanks in large part to a steady flow of American firepower.
We'll get the latest inflation report from the government this morning. Experts forecast the October numbers will show consumer prices up 8% from a year ago. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today. Just about everything on the table will cost more than it did last year. And as CBS's Janet Shamlian tells us, that includes the main course, turkey.
These are the last of more than 6,000 turkeys Kyle Becker raised on his rural Indiana farm this year.
So these are broad-breasted white.
Even though he's now charging more for these pasture-raised birds, his earnings will be half of last year.
Feed is up, labor's up, processing.
The average price of a whole frozen bird is $2.45 a pound, 70 cents higher per pound than in 2021. A combination of inflation and bird flu, which wiped out more than 7 million turkeys nationwide.
Turkey production's down about 5% this year.
Grocers still offer bargain birds to get shoppers in the door. But other essentials are up. Eggs more than 30% from last year. And baked goods like pumpkin pie, more than 20%. How to save if you're willing to wait until the last minute.
Last year, day before Thanksgiving, there were some pretty good deals.
Janet Shamley in CBS News, Moreland, Indiana.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A Maryland woman has been sentenced to nearly 22 years in prison, her husband more than 19 years, for a plot to sell American nuclear submarine secrets. Prosecutors say Diana and Jonathan Tebbe tried to sell secrets to a foreign government for $100,000 in cryptocurrency. Overseas, public transit workers are on strike in London and Paris.
There were more than 250 miles of traffic jams around the French capital during morning rush hour as metro and commuter rail lines stopped or reduced service. Once rush hour passed, there were just a few lines running and two out of three buses. The strikers want better pay and working conditions, complaining driver-only buses especially leave them vulnerable on late-night routes. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
The possibility of a rail strike in this country has been pushed back to early next month. Railroads are getting more time to negotiate with two unions that rejected a tentative deal. New crash test results are in on top small cars.
The Mazda 3 did best in the upgraded test that better simulates a real-world crash. But Institute President David Harkey says the results overall were better than expected.
Of the 11 vehicles, two got good ratings, five got acceptable ratings, but we then have four vehicles that did not do so well.
Including the Kia Forte and Subaru Crosstrek and Impreza, both the sedan and the wagon. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Artwork from the collection owned by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen sold for $1.5 billion in New York, the biggest sale in auction history. Entertainer of the Year, the big prize at the CMAs.
Luke Combs!
Combs took the top prize on ABC.
This is my fifth or sixth year being at this award show, and country sounded more country than it has in a long time tonight.
Alan Jackson accepted a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm still living that honky-tonk dream, y'all.
Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, and Miranda Lambert paid tribute to the late Loretta Lynn.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
Late Jerry Lee Lewis honored as well. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
On a hill in
okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Outside St. Louis, a new report on contamination that closed a school last month.
A private company said it found 22 times the expected level of radioactive isotope lead-210 in the kindergarten playground, as well as higher levels of other materials inside of the Jana Elementary School building. So the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers teams headed to Florissant to conduct tests. Colonel Kevin Golenhorst with the Army Corps of Engineers.
The preliminary results have shown there is not elevated level of contamination in and around the school.
Colonel Golenhorst says nearly 1,000 samples were taken and a public event will be held November 16th to discuss the findings with the community. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Another day, another story about the upheaval at Twitter. Thousands of workers were let go last week, and now Bloomberg reports the people who still have jobs there have been told remote work is over. All employees have to be in the office at least 40 hours a week. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.